Good morning. Currently, we see no accidents or broken down cars on the major highways, including 95, 10, 295, and Butler Boulevard. Mostly cloudy today, but no rain is expected. It will be warmer, our high 73. This evening, mostly cloudy with an overnight low of 52, and currently it's 51 here at WBOB. And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says smoking marijuana for medical use should become law. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi wants to delay the State of the Union address. President Trump delays the speaker's trips overseas. And the latest NPR poll, President Trump gains 19 points with Latino voters during the border wall shutdown.
To contact Ed Dean at AM 600 and 101.1 FM, call 222-TALK, 222-8255, or email Ed at WBOB.com.
3 minutes after the hour, good Friday morning. We are set and ready to go. Hold on, I'm looking to my right again to put that car seat belt in. Then as we take the show, and it's good to be with you. 222-TALK, 904 222-8255. Let's get to it. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. Well, if you're this way, I'm going to do it this way different. Well, wait. No, let's go this way. If you're wearing blue, I want to wear a darker shade of blue, Roger.
Okay.
If it's white, it must be black, vice versa. You make fun of my mom, I'm making fun of your dad. That's the way it's been called lately. If you look back with even the weekend here of what's been going on with the government shutdown. As you recall, we reported on, was it Thursday and so into Friday,
mm-hmm.
Nancy Pelosi says that President Trump, because of security reasons, that the State of the Union address, Roger, should be delayed. Didn't even give you a date, but it was all centered around because of the government shutdown. Well, Trump says, fine, you get one on me, I will get one on you. Nancy Pelosi has been denied, not from the private sector, but from government airplanes to take her and her colleagues, which has been called a publicity stunt, who knows, overseas to Afghanistan. Clip number 15, Brett Baer, where DeNosi's been denied an overseas trip by Trump during the government shutdown.
Washington, the political battle over the partial government shutdown has tonight devolved into a high-stakes game of constitutional one-upsmanship. One day after the Speaker of the House asked President Trump to postpone or cancel his State of the Union address, citing security concerns, the Commander-in-Chief today denied access to military aircraft for the Speaker and her colleagues to take a foreign trip. And he did it an hour before she was supposed to leave.
You got to admit, that's hysterical. An hour before she's supposed to leave.
Young lady, you're grounded. Go to your room. And then she already packed because it was just an hour beforehand. That had to have been interesting.
That is too funny. Even a little bit more with the story broken down on this issue was Fox News' John Roberts, where, again, she was denied. Trump says, well, you know what? She could stay here. She needs to stay here during the government shutdown so we can resolve this.
Cut 14?
Yep, cut 14.
The congressional delegation led by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was about to leave for Joint Base Andrews when President Trump informed the speaker he was yanking the military aircraft she was supposed to fly on. In a letter, the president saying, due to the shutdown, I am sorry to inform you that your trip to Brussels, Egypt, and Afghanistan has been postponed. We will reschedule this 7-day excursion when the shutdown is over. The postponement of Pelosi's trip came after she sent President Trump a letter yesterday asking him to postpone the State of the Union address.
And, of course, Roberts also continues to report on clip 13. He says, hey, just stay here. I didn't go play golf at Mar-a-Lago during the shutdown. You guys shouldn't be taking your trip. If you're going to deny me on security access because of not having the State of the Union, then I'm just going to continue to deny you.
In pulling the plug, President Trump called the trip a public relations event. The White House insists it was not a tit-for-tat, that the president simply thought the nation would be better served by Pelosi staying home to negotiate with him to end the shutdown.
Ah, man, more as we continue to move along. Nancy Pelosi was asked at a press conference, why aren't you willing to sit down? Clip number 12, why are you not at the table ready to compromise?
Earlier today, Fox News asked Pelosi why she wasn't moving the ball forward.
Don't you, as Speaker of the House, have an obligation to be at the negotiating table?
We have gone to. What negotiating table are we not at? The last one we went to, I think, was a setup where the president pounded as he gave himself leverage to leave the room. But no, we're at the negotiating table.
Don't we need, every time she gets caught off guard, it's like you need subtitles.
Yeah.
Just to understand what she. mean, and folks, what this proves, I mean, this is like no different than me asking those on the Republican aisle or conservatives who may think that they can get a free ride from other conservative media outlets. Mm-hmm. This is no different. I mean, this is the typical. She knows for the most part she's going to get softball. I mean, sometimes, and it's quite a few times, I'll admit, not all the time, but maybe 20-25%, she'll get a couple of tough questions from those, especially like Jake Tapper, maybe Chuck Todd. But she's totally was caught off guard about this. This has become petty. Come on. But it is so entertaining.
I know. And the funny thing, I saw the letter the president wrote to her saying that you're staying home, young lady, unless you'd like to pay at your own expense commercial. That would be your prerogative. But, you know, if you're going into a military base in Afghanistan, she's got the military taking her over there. The president, commander-in-chief said, nope, we're not going.
President Trump says, listen, and he has, the reports even from the White House has said he's been willing to drop the numbers to negotiate. He was willing to open it back up if they came back, and they've just said, no, they're not going to do it. The president says, Pelosi, on clip number 11, Pelosi won't let Dems negotiate.
Well, many Democrats in the House and Senate would like to make a deal. Speaker Pelosi will not let them negotiate. The party has been hijacked by the open borders fringe within the party.
The open borders fringe within the party. Everybody says this is both groups trying to apply that they are the real deal to their base.
Exactly. And, you know, the president has made commitments and he wants to fulfill them. And, you know, you can, you know, like him or love him or not like him at all. He does try at least to fulfill his campaign promises. And you got to give him credit for that.
Roger, clip number 7. Are you guys ready for this? Some would say it's a very shocking poll. Even the liberal, like Mediaite.com and other groups, are, this is a shock poll that's going on. According to the latest NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll, it's NPR and PBS, okay? Released on Thursday, President Trump may have suffered some among the government shutdown among some of the Republicans overall, but guess where he saw a huge gain in a different demographic? What this is pretty much all centered around is what you reported, Roger, Hispanic Latino voters out there. In early December, the poll had President Trump's approval rating among Latinos at 31%. Don't play the clip yet. Okay. I'm sorry. That was my fault. That was in December. As of Thursdays. Now, this is NPR PBS, folks.
Okay.
Guess what the president's approval rating is now?
I know it's gone up.
Take a wild guess.
The total number, I don't know, but I've got the reports that it's shot up almost 20 points.
50%.
Really?
50%. Play that clip with Jesse Waters from Fox News The Five.
Look at this. Ron, you ready for this shock poll?
I'm ready.
Okay, this is an NPR poll, so you can't call it fake news.
Okay.
Trump gains 19 points with Latino voters during border wall shutdown. What? I'm going to read it again, Ron. During this border wall shutdown where he's been going to the mattresses for more border security, his approval rating went from 31% among adult Latinos to 50%.
That's pretty good.
I stunned you. You don't even have to say anything, Ron. I'm just as stunned, too.
here's the thing, okay? The vast majority of the Hispanic community in this country got here legally. They stood in line. They went through all the procedures. They didn't run across the border. They're probably looking at this as being so unfair that others coming out and they're carrying the same label they have of Hispanic, Latino, and they're not going by the rules like they went by the rules. Secondly, I believe there's a factor of crime. People tend to congregate together. They don't want gang members coming into their neighborhoods, to be frank with you.
Can I use a really, really weird political maybe analysis? See what you think, you listening, and you too, Roger.
Okay.
Let's forget liberals for a sec. I mean, you can include liberal, but let's say you got a group of conservatives. You've got let's do it this way. Let's say that you had you're here at a certain auditorium,
okay,
and you're going to allow a group of people to speak first among, let's say, a conservative rally or a liberal rally. The liberal rally, let's say the top tier issue are healthcare advocates for Medicare for
all right.
The next group is pro-choicers. The third group is the pro-gun control advocates. Okay, that's the left. On the right, let's say the number one issue, the pro-free market economists of Adam Smith and those that support the Trump tax cuts. The second group would be pro-lifers. Third group would be gun conservatives, whatever. If the number one issue that group gets to speak first, it would be, let's say, what depending on the polls, the economy people get to speak up and want to praise President Trump.
Okay.
What the problem is the pro-gun people think, no, my issue is bigger than yours.
Yeah.
And so they want to jump in front of you But based on what the, you know what I'm saying? Based on what the numbers are there, it's about the economy, stupid. So wait, in other words, why should this group down here jump in front of another group when this group's been told, no, you get to go first here?
I have a friend.
Which I'm saying is a little weird analysis to your point. The people that have done it legally, that have been told to do it the right way, have done it. And now you got a bunch of people in the back that have sat back and, no, we think our issue's more important. That's pretty much what it comes down
to. And not only that, you know, they get associated with them and people tend to group people together. And then all Hispanics are looked at as somebody who's possibly here illegal. I've had to defend Puerto Ricans right here on the show who are American citizens because people tend to think that people in the same group are all in the same category. Exactly. So I think they want to disassociate themselves with those who are breaking the law.
Coming up next, news stories of the Dems move further to the left. In fact, Dems are apologizing for being too moderate. Governor Ron DeSantis says, hey, marijuana medical use? No, to smoke it. He says, I'm all in favor. And he pretty much has been very consistent on this issue, which we'll talk about. He says, it's the will of the voters. How come you don't hear the left ever talk about that when it comes to abortion and other issues? It is the will of the voters. We got all of these clips and more up. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio WBOB.
In St. John's County, I-95 north of County Road 210, there is some kind of debris in the roadway you'll need to avoid if you're going that way. And 295 north on the ramp to Wilson Boulevard, look out for a broken down car.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. Since the decline of pensions and the rise in 401k plans, saving for retirement has fallen firmly on the shoulders of the average American worker. We continue to sock away money from every paycheck, but what happens as we get closer to retirement or even retire? Another question is, how do you protect your nest egg during a bear market that will inevitably come roaring back? Now, to help answer those questions, we call on XP award-winning retirement specialist Peter LaLiberty from Liberty Advisory Group. Now, Peter, how can we protect our nest egg from a bear market?
Well, that's a great question, Steve. There, the simple answer is don't be in the market for, with some of your portfolio. That's the only way to protect against market losses. Either you're in or you're not. So we always say a portion, certainly, of your portfolio should be designed to not have any market risk, to produce as much income as you possibly can in retirement, and to have at least 5 years of planned income with part of your portfolio not in the market. So how do we do that? And the answer is to have a plan, a written plan that you understand that we have immediate, short-term, and long-term funds. So what we're offering today to the first 20 people who call in is a couple things. One is a complimentary meeting with us to try and build a plan for you. We'll also offer a retirement plan MRI. Now let's figure out what you have. The market has corrected. We don't know which way it's going to go, but we need to have a plan for that. And the last thing is, we'll talk about Social Security, and I'll provide you with the 2019 Social Security cheat sheet just for coming in to see us.
What a great opportunity, Peter. Give us a call right now, 888-508-2119. You heard, Peter, the next 20 calls, 888-508-2119. Or you can simply text the word LIBERTY to 21000. That's LIBERTY to 21000.
It's not easy making a job change, but great opportunities only come around so often. And American Electrical wants to strike a deal with you that will ignite your career like you're a first-round draft pick. American Electrical is looking for the best electricians in Jacksonville, and they'll make sure you're rewarded for the work you do. A benefits package that's second to none, including 4% matching 401k. And once you're there for 3 years, you can start planning 3 weeks of vacation. Call 737-7770 or stop by their offices on St. Augustine Road. American Electrical.
SNC Square Roofing. Everything you should expect from a roofing contractor and more. Hey, it's John Vitas, the voiceover guy. SNC Square Roofing replaced my roof, and I'm here to tell you, my wife and I were amazed at their quality of work and how well they kept the job site so clean. SNC Square Roofing, from the estimate to the last shingle, you can count on a job well done. SNC Square is a certified, CertainTeed shingle master applicator. Give my roofer a call today. SNC Square LLC, roofing with integrity. Call 524-8621. That's 524-8621.
Mostly cloudy today, but no rain is expected. We'll have a high of about 73. This evening will be mostly cloudy. Overnight, the low 52. Right now, 51 at WBOB.
Financial issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi wants to delay the State of the Union address. President Trump delays the Speaker's overseas trips. The latest NPR poll, President Trump gains 19 points with Latino voters during the border wall shutdown. And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says smoking marijuana for medical use should become law.
To contact Ed Dean at AM 600 and 101.1 FM, call 222-TALK, 222-8255, or email ed at wbob.com.
More as we can take a look at it, the weather, man. It's going to warm up a little bit, get cool again, or what?
Yeah, it's going to be 73 today, and for the weekend, Saturday is going to be almost 80.
Man, yeah. That is great. We need to try that hunting ground so I can go do some bird hunting, man.
Go to the beach.
Coming up in a little bit, Barney Bishop, former executive director of the Florida Democratic Party, Ron DeSantis, says, hey, if you want to light up medical marijuana, do it. And you know why he says it?
I think he's responding to the will of the voters.
Exactly.
I mean, by referendum, the voters of Florida decided, you know, in big majorities to go ahead and legalize medical marijuana. So he says, give them what they want.
Hey, you know, play clip number four. This is what he said. As you know, the Republicans, and I don't know if I really, listen, I've had very much criticism of the Republicans here in the State House and State Senate on bills of taking over local control, on education and things of that nature. Having said that, this, anytime you put an amendment, Roger, which you have covered, anytime you put an amendment on the Florida Constitution, it's not always as written. You have sometimes to rewrite it in certain things, and it's been all over the map based on interpretation and things of that area. And, you know, they say, well, the Republicans wanted to slow things down because they were trying to be stalwarts. No, they just, the bottom line is that do you need to really light up in order to have the effects of medical marijuana without the THC? You can take it in pill form. But this is the big news. Ron DeSantis says he wants the state legislature to get its act together. And he says, I'm going to heed to the will of the voters on clip number four.
Governor Ron DeSantis is now pushing to end the state ban on medical marijuana that you can smoke. Appearing in Winter Park today, the governor announcing plans to ask lawmakers to repeal a part of the Florida law that prohibits smokable forms of cannabis.
I think the Florida voters who voted for that wanted them to have access to medical marijuana under the supervision of a physician. Whether they have to smoke it or not, who am I to judge that? I want people to be able to have their suffering relieved.
Since medical marijuana was approved in Florida back in 2016, Republicans have been criticized for the way that law has been implemented.
Now, we could have so much fun with the will of the voters. I mean, what if the will of the voters sit back and say, hey, we want to support LGBT transgender rights. We think of Florida should be abortion. I'm saying hypothetical. Abortion on demand.
When did they vote that?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's the will of the voters. What if the will of the voters next year vote in favor of banning assault rifles? Which are, you know, what they consider, what they, you know, long, you know, 22 rifle, 410, 20 gauge shotgun. Are we going to abide by the will of the voters then? So that's a very interesting question because you should ask it on both sides.
Right.
And I think it's part of the education process. But he says, hey, who am I? I'm going to let the will of the voters decide. I think, and listen, I'm not slamming the governor. I like the governor a lot. He's been a fan of this show for so many years. But having said that, there's also a little bit of politics. He sees the poll numbers.
I know. And Matt Caldwell made that statement, you know, back in October, for example. He'd probably be agriculture commissioner right now. But, you know, I respect the governor's decision. I can understand in principle how you want to stand with what people voted for.
Well, yeah.
My concern is secondhand smoke. What about other people who don't want to have to inhale other people's smoking, and especially children in the same home?
Yeah, but here's the – well, then, but it's in the privacy of your home. I mean, what about those that want to take up on liquor?
But do we have a responsibility to children?
No, not the government.
To make sure that the in the home smoke's not filling the entire room.
Well, then the argument you bring up next is why should we have, what if somebody's a little bit loony? Why should they be able to have a gun in their home with kids around? So I understand what your concern is, but, you know, where do you go to next? And I'm always, you know, I've always been curious whether or not you agree, for those of you on the left, with some things that you may not agree with that may be deemed in support on an amendment in Florida through conservatives, or vice versa, conservatives from liberals. You know what? If you voted in full-blown use of recreational marijuana, you and I have talked about it. I mean, many people probably wouldn't support it, but if it passed, you sit back and go, hey, I've got to respect the will of the voters. They did it.
Yeah, but at the same time, you want to maybe increase the penalties for smoking while high? Driving on how high, because
that's,
you're putting everybody else in danger.
That's the part that you're exactly correct, that is not in these amendments. So now the states have to write the law around that, and then, of course, the courts have to decide what is the interpretation and all of that. 222-TALK, 904-222-8255. Democrats now apologizing, clip number 10, for being too moderate. Peter Ducey from Fox News.
Democrats who aren't yet darlings of their party's progressive wing get a do-over. Kirsten Gillibrand is one of the 2020 contenders reshaping more moderate moments from her past, like saying sorry for being so strongly against illegal immigration.
I was callous to the suffering of families who want to be with their loved ones, people who want to be reunited with their families.
Also apologizing, Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard for previously speaking out against gay marriage.
I regret the role that I played in causing such pain, and I remain committed to fighting for LGBT equality.
I hope she apologizes for causing me so much pain for having to sit here through that clip. These are, of course, potential presidential candidates, and again, they're apologizing for being too moderate. You know, listen, this happens on both sides. You know, Mitt Romney was very moderate as the, maybe had to be, some would say, as the governor of Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah, there are clips all over the internet about how he's so for abortion, and then he changed his mind.
Yeah, I wasn't a Reagan conservative. I was a moderate back then.
You know, you got to be happy he's making changes, I guess.
The Romney impersonation just came out. I just forgot how to do it. But it happens. But, I mean, I never seen where conservatives, they sit back and say, they it's like, I apologize. You know, no, it's like, no, what did Charlie Crist say? Not he transformed, he progressed. I don't know what the word is, but I'll find it here in a moment. But the question is that now, are they apologizing for the right purposes? No, because they're all looking to run for office. Clip number 9 is Fox News' Peter Ducey reports. Even Beto O'Rourke, you know, we talked about this the other day. He's looking at running. He's wondering if the Constitution is totally outdated.
Beto O'Rourke, whose views as a Senate candidate were relatively moderate for a Democrat, is now wondering aloud if America might want to abandon the U.S. Constitution. Quote, trading relationships and security agreements in every continent, can it still be managed by the same principles that were set down 230-plus years ago? The Trump re-election platform isn't expected to be that much different than what won for him in 2020. But when it comes to challengers in the 2020 field that is forming, Democrats are looking at other candidates and at themselves and trying to stand out by stepping to the left.
By the way, the term is evolved.
Okay.
Yeah. It's almost like evolution. You know, so we've evolved like that. 24 minutes after the hour, 222-TALK. 222-8255. I have a question I'd like to ask. Ron DeSantis, and he's been consistent, whether you agree with him or not, he's been consistent. He said, hey, I'm going to let, as Roger pointed out, heed the will of the voters when it comes to medical marijuana about lighting up. Not full-blown, just lighting up for medical use. He says, I'm going to do the will of the voters. May I ask you this question? If the will of the voters, let's say there's a pro-gun control measure, it passes next year, would the governor fight that, or is it the argument the same, the will of the voters?
And will he stand up to the federal government where it's still illegal?
Yeah. Oh, that's another big question. What if the majority of voters here sit back and say, we want to support same-sex marriage. We want to support transgender rights. And they got the will of the voters. Would you, as an individual, would you respect the will of the voters, vice versa, for the liberal left that didn't like more pro-gun measures or restricting abortion rights, they would say? Would you support that because it's the will of the people? I'd like to hear how you think about this. I'd like to hear your spin, but your views on this as well. 222-TALK, 904-222-8255, Talk Radio, WBOB.
In St. Johns County, I-95 North at County Road 210, there is debris in the roadway you'll need to avoid if you're headed that way. And then on 295 North on the ramp to Wilson Boulevard, there's a broken down car.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
My name is James, and I'm in the Life Builders program at City Rescue Mission. I grew up in foster care system, and I realized I had a depression even as a kid. I thought once I was adopted, my depression would go away, but even after I was adopted, at 16, I was still struggling with depression. I stopped going to church, and my life started falling apart. I found myself homeless and needing help. I tried other shelters, but they didn't feel right for me. When I got to City Rescue Mission, I felt like it was where God wanted me to be. Since I've been in the program, I've read the Bible more than I have in my entire life. I've grown closer to God, and He has shown me a lot. I have a better perspective on life now, and I hope for a future. I've learned you can make your own family, and I feel like I have found a family here at CRM.
I'm Penny Kievit, Executive Director for the City Rescue Mission. Would you consider helping us make a difference as we provide hope, healing, and change to those who need it most? Visit us at crmjax.org. That's crmjax.org to learn more, or to make a donation to help transform the lives of the hungry, homeless, and addicted in Northeast Florida.
You can step up to luxury now.
Hello, I'm Dan Fields of Fields Auto Group. Whatever you're driving, see Fields first and step up to luxury at Mercedes-Benz of Jacksonville and Mercedes-Benz of Orange Park.
And now you can lease a new 2019 Mercedes-Benz CLA 250 for only $339 per month for 36 months.
The service has been tremendous. The sale was great, but the service after the sale was excellent.
Make this year your year to step up to luxury at Mercedes-Benz of Jacksonville on Atlantic Boulevard and Mercedes-Benz of Orange Park on Blanding Boulevard. Or you can see Fields first at MercedesBenzOfJacksonville.com and MercedesBenzOfOrangePark.com.
When it's time for me to get my next car, I will not go anywhere but Fields.
Available to qualified lessees and buyers. $37.87 due at signing, plus title, tax license, $7.95 acquisition fee, and $7.95 dock fee. MSRP $35,895, 10,000 miles per year, no security deposit. For details, call 1-800-4-MERCEDES. Offer ends 1-31-19.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Friday, January 18th at 7 p.m., the Jacksonville Symphony presents Amadeus at the Times Union Center for the Performing Arts. Saturday, January 19th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. And Saturday, January 19th from 2 to 5 p.m., it's the Winter Beach 5 and 10K Run at Jacksonville Beach.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
I'm Angela.
And I'm Howard.
And we're your hosts of Real Estate Radio.
We talk about what's new in real estate and answer your questions about buying and selling.
Buying and selling a home is the biggest financial investment you will ever make.
Whether it's your first home or your last, or you're facing foreclosure, Real Estate Radio is the show for you.
Listen for Howard's help.
And Angela's advice.
And hot property picks in Northeast Florida.
Tune in and call in to Real Estate Radio every Saturday at 9 a.m.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, Talk Radio. WBOB.
Mostly cloudy today, but we aren't expecting any rain at all. The high will be 73. This evening, mostly cloudy. Overnight, the low 52. Right now, 51 here at WBOB.
To contact Ed Dean at AM 600 and 101.1 FM, call 222-TALK, 222-8255, or email Ed at WBOB.com.
As you know, we got local elections coming up throughout here in Jacksonville. Some people have advocated the only way to take care of crime is through gun control, and they always keep saying it's a gun control show loophole. Like, really? But the numbers from the Department of Justice, as we talked about yesterday, don't show that. We'll talk that coming up next. Medical marijuana, you can smoke it now, says, well, he supports it. Governor Ron DeSantis, when it comes to medical use, what about recreational use? Coming up next, Barney Bishop, all right here on Talk Radio, WBOB.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It's 4 weeks and counting for the partial government shutdown. The impasse over border security funding remains unbroken. Talks to end Britain's Brexit standoff appear to be deadlocked. Neither Prime Minister May nor the main opposition leader shifting from their entrenched positions. Tens of thousands of pro-lifers from all across the country gathering this morning in Washington, D.C. for the annual March for Life. The march marking the anniversary of the 1973 Roe v. Wade Supreme Court decision that legalized abortion. Saying the road ahead will be very difficult, electric car maker Tesla emailing its employees saying it plans to cut its workforce by 7%. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures are up 98 points, S&P futures 7 points higher, NASDAQ futures better by 19. More details at srnnews.com.
In St. John's County, if you're on 95 going north, when you get to around County Road 210, be careful. There's some type of debris in the roadway you'll need to try to maneuver around. 295 north on the ramp to Wilson Boulevard, there is a broken down car causing some delay. And at I-10 headed toward downtown, you'll see backup beginning at Cassett Avenue. Mostly cloudy today, but no rain. The high 73. This evening, mostly cloudy with a low of 52. Right now, 51 here at WBOB. And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The latest NPR poll, President Trump gains 19 points. with Latino voters during the border wall shutdown. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says smoking marijuana for medical use should become law. And House Speaker Nancy Pelosi wants to delay the State of the Union address. President Trump delays the speaker's trip overseas.
To contact Ed Dean at AM 600 and 101.1 FM, call 222-TALK, 222-8255, or email ed at wbob.com.
Don't forget, you can go to the radio app and download it. It is free. Roger, when I'm on the road, let's say I don't really listen to a lot of other radio a whole lot, just because when you have be a publisher of Florida Daily and then you got this radio show and you and I are always working after the show, we don't have time to listen to other radio shows.
It's so busy life.
But if you can, I mean, a lot of you do it. You go, man, I listen to the app, and when I listen to this station, and I'm out of this area, or I'm in another area, I've got to go through this commercial. Folks, just go to WBOB.com. You can online download the app. It is free. There isn't a lot of nonsense for you to go through this and accept that.
Yeah, exactly. And no subscription fees.
At least
it
better not be. Yeah.
Just enjoy what you hear.
Even though we should be charging subscription. We don't. I'm just kidding. WBOB.com. WBOB.com. Here it is on our newsmaker line. We love this guy. In fact, a lot of my conservative friends are like, I can't believe this guy's a Democrat. But he explains why. Our good friend, very, very well-known columnist here in Florida. He's also the former executive director of the Florida Democratic Party, Barney Bishop. Barney, I got to tell you a story. Roger, I don't know if I told you this, but every time when Barney comes on, I get Democrats that will email me, oh, I know of Barney. Barney, it's almost like they treat you like Henry Hill, who wrote the book about Goodfellas, where he exposed the mob, remember, with Robert De Niro and Ray Liotta, directed by Martin Scorsese in 1990, and they wanted to do a hit on him because he exposed him. He should have kept his mouth shut. That's how people, when they react to you, it's like, Barney was even a member of the Democrat. Somebody needs just to, not physically, but just needs to get rid of that guy politically.
Well, you know what? Those are liberal Democrats. There's a lot of conservative Democrats like me in Central and North Florida and in the Panhandle. And listen, we, as I've said before, we helped put Donald Trump into office, and we believe in the Second Amendment. We believe in God and country. And we're going to keep speaking out because not all Democrats are to the far left with Karl Marx.
Yeah, but, you know, by the way, may I point out something, Roger? And Barney was very consistent here, but I've met a lot of Barney's friends because I'm over in Tallahassee almost once a week meeting with clients. But Barney, some of your friends, and I don't want to drop their names. If I did, people would know them, but they are business Democrats. They liked Nikki Fried. They might have liked some of the other, but they were not fans. And it was not based on race, because a lot of these guys live in Tallahassee, a lot of conservative Democrats. They did not like Andrew Gillum because, as I said, they're business Democrats, and they were fearful of his, as some would say, his anti-economic conversations that were taking place. So there is a kind of a balance. Now, I know you were pretty much, you didn't support Nikki Fried, but some of your friends out there that are Democrats didn't mind her, but they were just, you know what, bent on it. And by the way, they did like Bill Nelson. They just did not like Andrew Gillum.
No question about it. And mostly because Andrew Gillum was failed mayor. Look, he was mayor in name only. It was a ceremonial job. He cut ribbons. He didn't do anything of any significance. He let crime get out of hand, and he didn't do a very good job. He's ethically challenged. I think he's a crook. I think he's still going to get indicted. So he should be looking at a prison cell rather than trying to be in the White House.
Yeah, I remember you said on the air, man, for your sake, you better hope that Ron DeSantis had won. So, hey, real quick, I want to get into this in just a moment. I want to play the clip, and I want to get into the conversation. So don't divert to what we're going to talk about the how DeSantis supports lighting up with the medical marijuana and things of that nature. But are you, I know that a lot of people were a little bit worried, some would say, because they, quote, didn't have enough state experience. You had talked about Putnam and other individuals. How do you grade him so far, a couple weeks, what he said, what he's done? Are you a little bit positive on what you may see down the road here with the Governor Ron DeSantis?
Yeah, I would give Governor DeSantis a grade of A. I think he's done an excellent job in his appointments. He's even appointed two Democrats to some prestigious positions. One, former Representative Jared Moskowitz, is the head of emergency management. And then a guy that I've known for a very long time, Jim Zagalli, who will come back to be the head of the Department of Revenue, which he'd done before. So he's been bipartisan. He's made some excellent appointments. and he's done some things very quickly. And on the environment, I think he has the potential of redefining the definition of Republicans, which are perceived as being anti-environment, which isn't true.
Right.
They're just in favor of development, but they also are sensitive to the environment. And this governor, I think, is going to break the mold and make people think about Republicans differently
on
environmental issues.
Barney, hold on. There is something that I don't think that even the Republicans have properly explained. As you know, there is a major difference between local state ideas on fixing water and red tide than there is on the nationwide epidemic of the earth isn't going to be around in 10 years through the climate change crowd. So there is a big difference between what you see in a national environment and on a local environment.
You're absolutely right, Ed. And that's an interesting point that you bring it up, because quite frankly, the Miami Herald and other newspaper reporters, mainstream reporters, keep asking him about climate change. Look, it doesn't matter whether he believes in climate change or not. He believes in clean water.
Right.
He's going to fix the Everglades. He's going to tackle red tide, which has only been happening for about 4 billion years on this earth.
So right.
These are things that he is going to do. And I think he's a Teddy Roosevelt-type Republican with respect to the environment, and I think that's going to be very positive for him.
Even I'm a little nervous about the Teddy Roosevelt years, but I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. Mike, let's get to the clip. Clip number four, this is from CBS Miami. Barney, listen to this clip. Governor Ron DeSantis, which has been consistent, he says, I want to heed to the will of the voters when it comes to use it with his vapor use or whatever. For people, I'm going to play the clip. For smoking, for medical use, yeah, clip number four, medical marijuana. Clip number four.
Governor Ron DeSantis is now pushing to end the state ban on medical marijuana that you can smoke. Appearing in Winter Park today, the governor announcing plans to ask lawmakers to repeal a part of the Florida law that prohibits smokable forms of cannabis.
I think the Florida voters who voted for that wanted them to have access to medical marijuana under the supervision of a physician. Whether they have to smoke it or not, who am I to judge that? I want people to be able to have their suffering relieved. And so,
since medical marijuana was approved in Florida back in 2016, Republicans have been criticized for the way that law has been implemented.
All right, so I want to get to that point in a second. But so he's going to heed the will of the voters. I don't have any problem with that. Having said that, with the smoking up and things, is that going to be the law, do you think? Or is it still going to be determined you can do it here, you can't do it here? When it comes to the medical use of this type of cannabis here, Barney.
Well, I think that's an interesting point, Ed. And while I respectfully disagree with the governor, except for people that are dying about smoking marijuana, I think that the Senate will support the governor, and then the three parts of the government on the legislative executive, the House, the Senate, and the governor, when the governor gets on the same side as one of the other two legislative chambers, they're going to win. So I think ultimately he does win. I think the House will be a little reluctant on
this
issue.
Where do you disagree? Wait, explain to the audience, where would you disagree with the governor on that issue?
Well, first off, there's nothing in the constitutional amendment that talks about smoking of marijuana, and it wasn't put in there because the polling showed that it would have lost had that been put in there. I think that the Florida legislature has already addressed the issue. For those people that are terminal, they can have smokable marijuana, but that's not the case for people otherwise. And the problem that's going to be is that these other people that are not terminal that are going to start smoking marijuana, they're going to start driving cars. They're going to start doing things where they have the potential to create a liability, an injury, a death to other people because they're smoking and then they're driving.
By the way, Barney, we're not talking recreational use. We're talking medical use.
No, I know. But listen, a medical person that's got PTSD
right.
is going to be smoking marijuana, and then they're going to be driving a truck. They're going to be driving
that's right.
a car,
hey, Barney,
a motorcycle.
Barney, Roger and I, by the way, Barney Bishop on our newsmaker line, very well-known columnist, former executive director of the Florida Democratic Party here in Florida. We had talked, this was a big news story. Remember one of the panel surveys that came out, and this was done in all the publications here in Florida, okay? And remember, the biggest issue, Barney, we debated this back when you were on with me in 2014, when a lot of this was passed into law, the 2016s as well, when it was passed. It passed in 2016, right?
Yep.
Okay. So we had debated this, and I got about a minute and a half left here, but the biggest reason why that it was being promoted for medical use was cancer. Then we find out by 2-1, the majority of people applying in for a medical use of marijuana is about stress. And anything could be under the auspice of WebMD.com that if you got a rough day at a college because you couldn't handle a college course or college testing, you've got stress, Barney.
Yeah, or if I don't know the questions that you're going to be asking me, I could be under stress. Maybe I'd be medical
right?
marijuana.
Well.
But you know, that is the problem. Look, for terminal patients, no question that they should be able to smoke the marijuana. Because, look, what's the consequences? They're going to die early? Hey, they're going to die anyway. Not to be flippant about it, but to be realistic. But for people that don't have terminal disease, to be smoking marijuana is not the proper approach.
Interesting.
Most medical doctors do not believe that smoking of anything is a healthy way for you. Now, are there other ways? Sure. There's edibles. There's oils. There's non-hallucinogenic medical marijuana. So, I mean, look, the people that want to smoke, listen, I smoked. I was a pothead for years and years and years. And that's because I wanted to get high. And these people want to get high too. Yes, it will help them. But the problem is when they get out to driving, that's when they're going to cause accidents. They're going to injure people. They're going to kill people.
Interesting. Barney Bishop, former executive director of the Florida Democratic Party, also brings in a real neat perspective. Barney, good to talk to you today.
Thanks a lot, Ed. Take care.
I want to address that, what he said, because I know audience members will disagree with him, but I want to address that as he said. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, 222-TALK, 904-222-8255. So would you take out the whether or not you agree socially with medical use of marijuana? I think a lot of people could sit back and say, for terminally ill people, by all means, if it can prolong their life
or alleviate some of their suffering,
right? What I'm going to get emails and calls today is, well, wait a second. What about somebody who's, I mean, not terminally ill, but this could help prevent them from maybe becoming terminally ill? I don't know. It depends on what the doctor may say. But having said that, he brings up kind of an interesting point. I've always been curious because you have a sign at a local 7-Eleven or Wawa or Gate gas station that says that you cannot open up that container of alcohol within 1,000 feet of the establishment. But, Roger, we know people that can't wait sometimes. I'm not saying everybody. I'm just saying some people can't wait. They can't wait to get down to the river when they go in fishing to open up the can of beer.
All right.
I just know because I do a lot of fishing, and I've seen guys do that. The question is, does he have a valid point that if you can go pick it up at at some sort of doctor's office and the doctor says you cannot light up, or there's a law that says you can't light up until you're within your own barrier, your house, more than 1,000 feet, do you think everybody's going to really wait till they get home before they light up?
Absolutely not.
Barney is saying.
There will be people who, have issues and they'll get behind the wheel of a car and then they put everyone's life in danger driving while high.
Driving DWH, driving while high.
I think they're calling it driving while baked, which I never understood.
While baked.
That's what they say.
DWM, driving while I'm Mary Jane. I mean, who knows?
Who knows,
okay.
Yeah.
Like to hear from you. 222-TALK, 904-222-8255. Talk radio, WBOB.
On I-295 North Wilson Boulevard, a broken down car is causing some backup, and an I-10 as you head toward US 17. Look out for traffic backed up there.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-9024 and use promo code WBOB. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
I can give you a brand new kitchen in days, not weeks, not months. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Martin Appliance and Greystone Kitchens with my secret formula for your new kitchen. Quick and easy and economical. 90% of new cabinets today are painted. Modern colors, crisp and clean. 90% of new countertops are granite or quartz. Impeccably stylish, incredibly functional. Our secret? We swap your counters and refinish your cabinets to the color of your choice at a fraction of the cost. None of the hassle. And done in days. Call Greystone Kitchens at 213-9100 for your secret solution. Come see us on Phillips Highway across from Regal Cinema. That's Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. New kitchen, new appliances. And if you want new cabinets, I can do that too. I'm a licensed contractor for crying out loud. Florida State License CGC 1526479.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
The year was 1957, and two of the top movies that year were Around the World in 80 Days and Jailhouse Rock. It was also the year that American Bandstand and Perry Mason made their network TV debut. Also in 1957, Boker Shoes opened their shoe store on Park Street here in Jacksonville. For 62 years, Boker Shoes has been serving Northeast Florida for all of their footwear needs. With your prescription, the three board-certified podorthists on staff at Boker's can custom make your foot orthotics in their on-site lab. And Boker Shoes offers free foot evaluations with a professional staff that have over 75 years of combined shoe fitting experience. Boker Shoes can find the right shoe and the right fit, whatever your needs may be. Boker Shoes also carries many over-the-counter orthotics and foot wellness products. Come by Boker Shoes' newly remodeled store today at 1014 Park Street in Jacksonville. Boker Shoes, the answer for hurting feet. And Happy New Year from everyone at Boker Shoes. It'll be a cloudy day today, but we are not expecting any rain. The high today, about 73. This evening will be mostly cloudy. Overnight, the low 52. Right now, it's 51 at WBOB.
WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The latest NPR poll, President Trump gains 19 points with Latino voters during the border wall shutdown. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says smoking marijuana for medical use should become law. And House Speaker Nancy Pelosi wants to delay the State of the Union address. President Trump delays the speaker's trip overseas.
To contact Ed Dean at AM 600 and 101.1 FM, call 222-TALK, 222-8255, or email ed at WBOB.com.
Don't forget, download the radio app. Go to WBOB.com. As you know, Roger, we talked about the latest poll numbers out there. Marist poll shows that 61% of Democrats that are, identify themselves as being pro-choice even support more restrictions or the tougher restrictions, at least a lot on abortion, not so much in the first 3 months, but those afterwards. Here with a little bit of that, Fox News' Laura Ingraham, clip number three.
According to a new Marist poll released this morning, 75% of Americans say they would limit abortion to, at most, the first 3 months of pregnancy. That includes 6 in 10 of those who self-identify as pro-choice, as well as 6 in 10 Democrats. Well, that means the Supreme Court is actually out of sync with most Americans on that issue.
Now, let me stop right there. She said something key, that the Supreme Court is out of touch. Follow me now, is out of touch with the majority of view of most Americans. But is that the role of the Supreme Court? You know, we play the clips, you know, did the Supreme Court, not them, but do judges take a look at the poll numbers? Yeah, I'm sure they do. We've heard election analysts say that. We've played this on this radio show. But is the so should that determine the outcome of a certain case based on whether or not the majority of people support it? Yeah, now, I like Ingraham a lot. I'm just saying, but when you go, I understand what she's saying, and she's technically right, but if you go down that road, you open up a lot of discussions where the left can come back and say, well, you know, we don't have LGBT rights, we have certain other rights, we don't have workers' rights, maybe we need to implement those because we have an outdated Constitution or Supreme Court.
Right. The role of the Supreme Court is to interpret the Constitution, not to look at popularity polls,
but
be frank.
But also the writing of bills.
Exactly. So that's their job. But, you know, it's not surprising to me. Most Americans, I've seen these polls for years, are opposed to abortion at some level, whether it be they would make an exception if the mother was sexually assaulted, or they would make an exception if the life of the mother was in jeopardy. Most people do not want wholesale abortion being used as birth control.
And one of the reasons why this topic has really come up, and the reason why, Roger, you know, a lot of groups are taking polls special on this issue. This was a topic that if you get Brett Kavanaugh in there, he's going to come out and outdo Roe versus Wade or redo it. But first off, somebody has to bring it up in front of the court. He just can't go out and do it.
Exactly.
Number one.
It's got to be a case.
And by the way, we were told that about another Republican appointee, David Souter, by that of George H.W. Bush, and that didn't happen. Mm-hmm. He was very liberal out there. But the reason why these issues are coming up is because Ruth Bader Ginsburg, her health is not really that well. Mm-hmm. Democrats are out there on Twitter going, "Hey, I'll donate my kidney to save her life." Mm-hmm. And we're not assuming, we're not promoting, we're just saying that some people would probably sit back and say that this may be something that could also come up in front of the Supreme Court. But on this issue, let's go back to one of the great ones himself, Judge Scalia, former Supreme Court Justice, clip number two, when asked just recently before he passed away, what about this issue of abortion? Clip two.
Regardless of whether you think prohibiting abortion is good or whether you think prohibiting abortion is bad, regardless of how you come out on that, my only point is the Constitution does not say anything about it. It leaves it up to democratic choice.
Okay, you hear what so he's exactly correct. The same thing could be said about liberal philosophies as well. But he says, remember, the Constitution is quiet here, Roger, so it's left for the states to interpret. Why are we not allowing that, especially when it comes to whether you agree with it or not, Roger? What about medical marijuana? What about smoking marijuana? What about the issues? I mean, we don't need to have a constitutional amendment, some would say, to redefine marriage. Do we need to do that? We know what marriage is, but so why do we need to put it in to redefine it?
Well, the reason why is that there are forces who are social liberals who are trying to change society, and this is probably the one thing that the conservatives can kind of codify what our laws are.
Clip number one, Ingram says, when you look at what the Supreme Court has done and what may happen, whether you agree with the left or the right, they kind of have, clip number one, they have too much power.
Because we've given so much power to the Supreme Court to run roughshod over the will of the people and the states, that's become a super governmental force. Decisions have not been left up to the people. In fact, the left has long relied on courts to advance a radical transformation of American society on criminal justice, issues like marriage.
So let me ask you this, a 222 talk, 222-8255. Take a look at history. Now, sometimes when you go back, you could talk over people's head. We know in the Dred Scott decision, Brown versus Board of Education, where some would say that some of the laws of the Supreme Court overstepped its boundaries, things that probably weren't even constitutional. But then again, we could be here all morning, Roger, talking about the things where the Supreme Court has tremendously overstepped its boundaries. What is constitutional? What isn't?
Right, right. I think probably one of the most blaring is finding the right to abortion in the Constitution, which a lot of people, you know, have a big problem with.
Yeah. So again, I'm always fascinated by this question because let's go to, as you know, and remember what Beto O'Rourke said when you listen to the quote, Peter Ducey, clip number nine, where again he's right now a prominent Democrat. They're looking at running in 2020. And he thinks that the America and its system, i.e. the Constitution, is probably outdated.
Congressman Beto O'Rourke, whose views as a Senate candidate were relatively moderate for a Democrat, is now wondering aloud if America might want to abandon the U.S. Constitution. Quote, trading relationships and security agreements in every continent, can it still be managed by the same principles that were set down 230-plus years ago?
Okay, stop it right there. So the bottom line is when you hear that talk, in other words, because my question is, whether you're from the left or from the right, I always love this question. If you believe the court is outdated on some issues or the Constitution, what issues are they outdated on? And I'm always fascinated. We asked this the other morning. What if you're left or from the right? What area do you think the Constitution needs to be updated on? Do we need to update certain things on the Constitution?
Well, Beto O'Rourke is making it sound like the whole thing needs to scrap
well,
and start over again.
That's my question, because if you think that certain areas like the Dems do, if you think certain areas of the Constitution are illegitimate, then my question is, then what other areas are illegitimate? Can I just throw a piece of scripture in here real quick? If you think that certain parts of the Bible are wrong, then why is not to say that maybe other parts of the Bible are wrong? Then you put everything into limbo.
Yeah.
So, 222 Talk. 222-8255 Talk Radio WBOB.
On I-295 going north at Wilson Boulevard, we're looking at a broken down car this morning, and on I-10 headed toward downtown beginning at Cassett Avenue all the way down to 95. Traffic's busy.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Are you afraid of the IRS because you have unfiled or unpaid taxes? Most don't realize that having unfiled federal taxes is a misdemeanor punishable by up to 1 year in jail for each unfiled return. With the IRS, it's never a question of if they'll come, but when. We are J. David Tax Law, a local firm right here in Jacksonville. Your first step to IRS protection is our no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your specific tax problem step by step. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. Our fee payment plans are affordable for everyone. Call today for a no-cost consultation at 904-606-0009. That's 904-606-0009. Or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Hi, it's Mac with Baker Glass. If you're having trouble finding a clear option for that new shower enclosure or a replacement for that fog glass, then call the Baker Boys or find us at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better. Hi, this is Mac with Baker Glass, where we use our more than 32 years of experience to provide a complete glass service to all of our customers and a clear choice for you. See for yourself at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better.
SNC Square Roofing, everything you should expect from a roofing contractor and more. Hey, it's John Vitas, the voiceover guy. SNC Square Roofing replaced my roof, and I'm here to tell you, my wife and I were amazed at their quality of work and how well they kept the job site so clean. SNC Square Roofing, from the estimate to the last shingle, you can count on a job well done. SNC Square is a certified CertainTeed shingle master applicator. Give my roofer a call today. SNC Square LLC, roofing with integrity. Call 524-8621. That's 524-8621.
Cloudy today, but no rain is expected. We'll have a high of 73. This evening, mostly cloudy. 52 degrees will be the low. And right now, it's 51 at WBOB.
Contact the Ed Dean Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM by calling 222-TALK or 222-8255 or email ed at WBOB.com.
Your calls are coming up next at 904-222-8255. A lot of news. Democrats say that they apologize for being too moderate. That's the reason why they need to move to the left. President Trump says, well, Nancy, you did one on me. I'm going to do one on you. Wow. The fifth grade activities, as some would say, is going on. We'll have all of this plus your calls coming up next in hour number two on Talk Radio WBOB.